We're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Generally, U.S. immigration policy has become one area without much hope of finding bipartisan compromise, as one side of the aisle tends to prefer to focus on humanitarian issues, and the other side talks more about border security. And usually somewhere in the middle, there's a discussion about the economic impact. A new column by the Republic's editorial board argues the U.S. Senate should at least take action when it comes to farm workers and DACA recipients. My co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with editorial board editor Phil Boaz about that.
We're focused on that because it has become obvious that the political climate has changed a lot since 2013, when you had the Gang of Eight, where you had Republicans like Senator McCain and Jeff Flake at that time, who were pushing for humane reform. And you had more Republicans on board with that kind of wholesale approach to immigration. Let's fix all of these issues at once. You don't have that today. More and more Republicans have peeled off. There's much more division in the country. Feelings have hardened. And so the only way you're going to get anything done on immigration in the very near future is to do some things piecemeal. And so there are a couple of things that are pretty important and important to a lot of Republicans. One of them is creating legal status for Dreamers, a path to citizenship for the 2.5 million young immigrants in America who, you know, were brought here but when they were young children by parents who were undocumented immigrants. And there are about 700,000 of them in Arizona. And there's long been a feeling within the Republican Party and definitely within the Democratic Party to try to create this for them, a path to citizenship for them. And then also making sure that we have enough labor supply for the farms that, you know, do our produce in America.
So, Phil, the editorial mentioned a bill co-sponsored by Republican Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington called the Farm Workers Modernization Act. What are some of the most important aspects of that? What would it do?
Well, the main thing is that it would create legal temporary status to hundreds of thousands of farm workers, and it would also offer paths to permanent residency. They could get green cards. On the other side of it, it has like mandatory e-verify protections for the farms themselves, that they would all be using E-Verify to ensure that they have a legal workforce. But the main piece here is, or the big picture here is that it would ensure that there is enough labor so that we can have enough produce, you know, to stock our grocery stores so that the American farms can continue to deliver.
A moment ago, you mentioned the DACA recipients, the so-called Dreamers. In the course of the editorial, that phrase, which we hear so often when it relates to them, political footballs, what's going to keep the DACA recipients at this point from continuing to be used that way?
You know, the two parties are going to have to find consensus. And there are some problems with the Dream and Promise Act that are going to make it tough to pass within the Senate. And one of those is that it would legalize those granted what's called TPS, protected status, for humanitarian reasons. There's very strong opposition to that within the Republican Party. So this bill passed the House just recently, and it probably will have to be modified if it's going to have any hope of passage in the Senate. So. But there's strong support for the Dreamers. The Deseret News in Utah just did a poll of Utah residents, one of the reddest states in the country, and by 17 points, 55% to 38%, the Utahns are supportive of a path to citizenship for these Dreamers. And I, you know, if Utah's picking up numbers like that, I would imagine that Arizona numbers are comparable to that. And, you know, Republicans right across the country, there's long been a lot of support for Dreamers within Republican ranks.
You mentioned the so-called Gang of Eight, which included Senators McCain and Flake. And now we have two Democratic U.S. senators from Arizona, though both are trying to be in the middle somewhere, it seems, on a lot of issues like this. What sort of impact can Senators Sinema and Kelly have on this issue in seeing that maybe there is some progress?
I think they both understand the importance of this issue. I think they have a strong feeling for immigrants. And I'd say that about Flake and McCain as well. You know, they valued immigration, and certainly the two Democrats do as well, our two senators now. So as far as Arizona goes, I think there's a real possibility, a strong possibility that, you know, these could be get the support of Arizona's senators. It's still going to be tough to do given the larger national environment that is just so divisive right now.
All right, Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thank you as always. Take care.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.